This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter has nothing interesting to say.
This is Gil.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Well, my producer, Griff, the producer of Ebro in the Morning, has checked in. He said that when he gets married, Michael, he thinks you would like if you would attend his wedding.
I don't know the guy.
He would love to invite you anyway. He thinks you'd be a delightful guest. Welcome to ENM, by the way, which is sponsored by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford has the largest selection and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
That makes you a clown shoe.
Right.
It makes you also a window licker.
And then we'll say good evening to Don.
You guys lost me. I heard something about chicken.
Listen, I'm very lucky to have the cars that I have. I also have a beaten-up Toyota Highlander.
You do?
2007.
Will you tell us all the cars you have? How many cars do you have? Three?
Four.
Yeah, you feel okay just tearing me apart. Wow.
No, everybody's tearing you apart. This is something that – this will stick with you forever.
Yeah, I'm never getting up from
this. How long have we been doing the shows, Don?
1947.
This could be the happiest segment I've ever taken
part. Yeah, I'm never going to get up from this. I don't think I'm ever going to survive this.
Your Highness says, nah, Rosenberg, $160 is barely a pair of sneakers for a teenager. Minimum wage gift.
Alex writes and says, apologies for the double tweet here. Shocked at Michael K. and Don LaGreca. What is this? At my bar mitzvah, everyone gave me $36. Rosenberg Radio giving $160 is huge. SMDH.
Mark Eichner writes, Peter's so wrong. I've had two bat mitzvahs, married, and been to many events. A minimum of $250 is standard. Peter is so ridiculous. Shame on him.
I've been going to bar mitzvahs my whole life. I've been doing this longer than you, as Kanye West said. I my dad's boss at the time was a congressman.
McGovern, right?
No, his name was Ed Fian. He was a congressman from Cleveland. He gave me a Browns sweater that had a built-in turtleneck. It was like a brown sweater with an orange turtleneck built into it and a matching Cleveland Browns hat. He was a U.S. congressman.
You know how much that cost, though? That was $161.
Is that congressman dead or in prison?
Excuse me?
Please go on to ENN.
My mom says, I feel bad we gave you bad advice about the present, but New York is all about showing off. Couldn't be more accurate.
She
nailed it.
The Mindaru is the one who told you to give 160?
My mom was fine with that. She was like, yeah, give 150, something like that.
Oh, my God.
Mindy, for a bar mitzvah?
You lost me, babe.
No, I mean, I'm telling. And by the way, you've been to two bar mitzvahs. I've DJed more bar mitzvahs than you've been to.
Did you get paid more than 160?
Yeah, you get paid to do a bar mitzvah, but my God, man. A wedding? 150, 250, okay.
150 for a wedding. They'll throw you out in New York. What's wrong with you?
Friends my age who were 30 years old when I got married, 34 years old, whatever it was, they were giving me 150, $200. That's what they gave. And guess what? I didn't think twice about it. I earn my own living. I don't need you to pay for anything.
Listen,
don't bring me any gift.
We don't know what your political beliefs are. You don't tip your hand.
Well, I did just endorse someone on Twitter and Instagram.
You would actually think that you would be all about redistributing wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing.
But not to Dave Rothenberg.
Why not?
He's the 1%.
He's not the 1%.
Really?
He might be the 8%. He's not a 1%.
He's a 1%.
He is.
We're
not
all 1%ers. Well, not Andrew and RJ. They're like 33rd percent. But we're all 1%ers. Dave, too. Did you see the bar mitzvah? There was pyro. It was like WrestleMania.
He didn't pay off the pyro with your gift, I'll tell you that. He couldn't do a firecracker with that. Roman candle, maybe you throw in.
Not safe. Sparklers. Some sparklers
that you get in Connecticut.
A whisker do. Some hisker do's and some. Anyways, not saying if I agree or not with what Rosenberg Radio gave, but why should guests go deeper in their pockets because people want to have these parties at uber expensive places?
Then don't go.
That's not the rule, though, for bar mitzvahs. Someone wrote, this conversation's the epitome of white privilege gone wrong.
Doesn't it always?
A lot of takes on this. Anyways, you'll
never get out from this.
No, I'll be for a long time. Hey, Rosenberg, don't come to my bar mitzvah. I love that the one car we got was Mike from Staten Island. That's really where I need to go. You think I get a Long Island phone call on the subject. Tom Brady supposedly brushed off Julian Edelman, saying that he's coming back to the Patriots on Get Up. There's a lot going on with the Patriots right now. And Dan Orlovsky was on Get Up, and he said that the Patriots at skill positions right now, a bit of a problem.
This isn't as difficult as people are making it out to be. How much does Tom Brady believe in Emmanuel Sanders? Because that's the Patriots, really, their next option at wide receiver to go get. How much does he believe in an Austin Hooper? And I think that Edelman's going to come to a point where he needs to realize it's unlikely because of the talent that they have on that team.
That's the thing, too. I mean, if Brady continues to hesitate to decide what he's doing, how much are they going to be able to do at skill positions?
They won't wait. If March 16th, I think you can do it, Belichick will move on, get a quarterback that day. He just will.
You really think so?
Oh, yeah.
If he hasn't had the conversation, then there'll be no game.
No, they'll have a conversation before that. And if right. Brady said, I want to
explore.
Throw the market, okay, later. Did you see what happened to Syracuse? Did you see that part?
Which part
Edelman
was that?
And
yeah,
Brady.
They were sitting together?
Right. And then
was that with Jimmy Fallon, too?
Yeah, Jimmy. Right. I don't know why Jimmy Fallon was
there.
Maybe
it was a bit for the show?
But, no, I don't know if it was a bit, but Edelman was yelling out, he's staying. And you could see Brady was really uncomfortable. And then Brady finally mouthed, I'm not. Or he's wrong, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, I saw that. I came across like I'm not doing this on camera. I'm not doing this right now. And Edelman's still wrong to do that.
Yeah, that's
Brady
just awkward
in that situation. But you know the rumors continue to amp up. Ian Rappaport says Andy Dalton is going to go to New England.
Why are they so hot and heavy for Andy Dalton?
Maybe they see something that Cincinnati couldn't get out of him. I don't know.
Like wins.
But what it tells you is that with the rumors that they're not going to go with what they have. They believe that they'll go out and get another quarterback, that their defense is good enough, they can hang. Go out and get an NFL caliber quarterback, and I'm sure Belichick isn't ready to rebuild that.
Wouldn't that be the ultimate middle finger from Belichick if all he did was go out and get Andy Dalton and they were able to go 10-6 and win the division?
A different team, different era, I get it. 2008 was a long time ago, 12 years ago. But if you can win 11 games with Matt Cassel, you can win 10-11 games in Andy Dalton.
By the way, scorching hot take. If they were able to load up with, like, I'm not saying, some Pro Bowl roster, Don, but if the Patriots simply had a really good Patriots roster, not like this past year, like years previous, and Andy Dalton, I think they'd do just fine. I think Belichick, yeah. Andy Dalton, and the proper weapons would be just fine.
Well, think about it. How much is Brady going to want? The rumor is he's going to want 30 a year. How much are you getting Andy Dalton for?
12, 14.
All right, so then that's money now you can spend to get him a few more weapons than what Brady had the year before. They've got an elite defense. They got the best coach in the game. I think the Jets, Dolphins, and Bills have gotten better, but I still think that with Andy Dalton and the right tweaks, tell me that team can't go 10-6, 11-5.
Chipper Jones has joined ESPN, Michael. Did you hear this?
Yeah, I did.
The former Brave star, now Hall of Famer, will be – he's already in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Last year?
Sure.
He'll mostly be doing weeknight and holiday games. He'll debut on opening day. Don, you'll be watching this game, Giants-Dodgers. That'll be the late one on opening day. I'm assuming it's late.
The kids make it difficult.
I know.
Yeah, but
that game
also, might be watching us.
If it's not an exclusive, he's not watching that.
No.
She'll make him watch the Giants broadcasters.
I don't think that'll be exclusive, though.
Probably not.
They did something cool today, actually, for the
Tell us about it.
Well, it was the Cubs spring training game. Who are they playing?
Angels.
Cubs-Angels game.
So Joe Maddon returning against his former team.
And they decided to give Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo mics during the game. You want to hear what this?
Yeah.
You know, normally I make fun of mic'd up, you know? Cause,
the show?
This is the entire – first of all, let me be clear. Not mic'd up, the show.
Oh.
When they mic up players during a football game. You know, and then you just hear, shut up, no. Hey, get three. Three. What? Get on three! Yeah! Great stuff there from, you know, that's not quality. They gave Rizzo and Bryant mics for the entire game. Let's hear a little bit. This is Chris Bryant mic'd up during his first at bat.
Here he comes, and he's got a microphone. So make sure you tell everybody. Tell Jason Castro.
What's up, guys? I'm mic'd up. They're going to tell me everything.
Tell them you're about to go deep. Say first pitch, I'm going to wallop it. Impractical Joker style. Yeah.
So it's also Rizzo chiming in from his mic.
Favorite TV shows.
No way, I know you're not talking to yourself on this.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not crazy. Well, I am a little bit.
Say hi to Jeff.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Mr. Nelson.
Referencing the umpire.
Oh my god, 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 oh my god,
oh my god. Oh yeah.
Ham!
Get down.
Dang it.
Foul.
What was that?
Basketball. Early on. Now I'm tired.
Well, that's good.
They'd never do this during a regular
season. Let's just say regular season to be crickets. They wouldn't do it.
I also found out, Don, from my sources at ESPN, each of those guys, mic'd up, got $165.
Well, yeah.
Here's
cash.
Yeah, keep going, huh? Here's Rizzo mic'd up, and during his at-bat, he makes a joke about the Astros.
I'm doing some math in my head, what he's going to throw.
What do you got?
I have no idea. I wish I knew. Someone banged for me?
Love it.
The
Astros are getting destroyed in spring training.
Here's Rizzo mic'd up. We'll see if this one's good. This is Rizzo mic'd up, and he's talking about his approach and then gets a hit as he's mic'd up.
I'm feeling a heater right here because I've only seen one today from him.
Oh.
I'm going to go to here.
That's pretty cool.
No, I'm not. Wow. That's good math.
Listen.
Nice work. I'm glad the math kicked in.
When they've done it in the All-Star game, it's been good. But Michael's right. They would never do it in a regular season game. And
take
I understand
it too seriously.
That.
Yeah, they take themselves way too seriously. I think that they took that from what we were doing during the celebrity game last week.
You think so?
Yeah, we had the basketball players mic'd up. And
also, you couldn't mic up trash during the regular season game, because if you say, I'm expecting a fastball, the catcher's going to hear him.
Yeah, I just think it's unrealistic, but it's nice to do it at least on a nationally televised game in the spring. This came down, Michael. I just wanted to get your thoughts, and Peter, too. Emily Kaplan of ESPN, who covers the NHL, the general managers are having their meetings this week, and that Bill Daly, the deputy commissioner, has said that they are working on contingency plans for the coronavirus for the start of the playoffs.
Wow.
So
I wonder what's going to happen in the Olympics. It's in Tokyo.
There's already a Swedish league in hockey that are going to play in empty buildings. Because
Didn't I say that last week?
Because I think Sweden has a law now that people cannot come together more than 1,000 people in one place. So that means a lot of sporting events are going to be playing in front of empty buildings. But it's just interesting here that, you know, the playoffs start next month.
Yeah.
So
I think
they're putting contingency plans on what they do.
The most important thing that a sporting event is a television product. You like a crowd. It certainly makes you money. But you have to pay off the television networks that are giving the rights fees. So it will.
But yeah, I'll tell you what.
It will turn the arenas or stadiums into production.
I just rubbed my eye, too. Damn it.
The NHL is the one sport, Michael, that has a large percentage of their income from the gate.
Yep.
And they don't get TV money, television money. They get money, but
there's Stephanie McMahon spoke last week about WWE keeping their eye on everything for WrestleMania in Tampa, April 5th. So there's a lot going on. We have 30 seconds left in the whole show.
Well, all that bar mitzvah talk.
By the way, my dad just checked in and told me that he gave his best friend a Monopoly game for his bar mitzvah.
It's cheap.
And Sally Muscle says you should change your podcast from Cheap Heat to Cheap Pete.
Sally.
You know what, Sally? I got you hundreds of followers. Unfollow.
No,
I want everybody out.
Great line.
Unfollow.
Cheap Pete.
That'll do it for ENN.
Knicks and Rockets coming up. See everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2:55. Jeff Passan, one of the top five guests ever, will be with us.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.